We'll say good morning. Let's begin. All right, so we left off. We left off yesterday. Perek Shlishi, Perek Yemo. Says the Rambam, Kol echad ve'echad mibnei ha'adam yesh lo zechuyos ve'avonos. Every single person has zechuyos, has merits, and has averos. Mi shezechuyos av yeseros al avonos of tzaddik. So it's very interesting, because often we try to understand for ourselves what the definition of a tzaddik is. What is a tzaddik? What is a tzaddik? So the Rambam says over here that the definition of a tzaddik is someone whose mitzvos are more than his averos. So again, according to the Rambam, it's almost like, I don't want to say it's a numbers game, but a person who has more mitzvos than averos, that's a tzaddik. Umisha avonosav yiseros al zechuyosav rasha, and someone who has more averos than mitzvos, is chas shalom a rasha, mechtza lemechtza. If a person ultimately, again, is a half and half, right, the scales are equal. So what's the given? So the Ram says, Benoni, then a person ultimately, again, is a middle of the roader. And I will say, of course, as simple as this sounds, we know, of course, as this is still quite complex. Why? Because Lamaisa, we still don't know, meaning obviously we don't know, you know, like the mission of it says that Havi Zoyer b'mitzvah kalaka b'chamura, be careful with an easy mitzvah like a hard mitzvah. Why? She'i ata yodea matan scharan shal mitzvahs, because you don't know how much every single mitzvah is worth. So, I'm sorry? There's no spreadsheet. So this is not like, well, you know, if I look back at today, and the truth is, you know, I went ahead and I did chesed, and I went ahead and I gave tzedakah, and I davened, and I put on tefillin, and I wore tzitzis, and I robbed the bank, you know? So, a busy day. You know, so meaning, you could say, well, I did six mitzvahs and one avera, but obviously, I'm sorry? With the Torah, right? Right. So obviously, again, in that kind of case, so it could be that one avera, of course, could undermine the performance of many, many mitzvos. So obviously, although the Rambam seems to be advancing a very simplistic and straightforward model, it's not as simple as it sounds, only because we don't know the relative worth and impact of mitzvos. But in any event, that's the Rambam is trying to teach us, that life is all about the beauty of the Rambam's model is. The beauty of this model is that to be a tzaddik does not mean the absence of chait, does not mean the absence of sin, the absence of mistakes. Because the absence of sin, the absence of mistakes is not human, it's angelic. So such Rambam says that a tzaddik is not someone who doesn't sin. A tzaddik is just someone who tries in life ultimately again to do more good than negativity. He says, V'chein, Hamadino, the same is true again with a country. Im hayu zichuyos kol yoshveha, merubos al avonoseihem, Hari zu tzidkos. So ultimately, if you have a country and the country again has more merit than the meaning, when we say the country, it means the residents of the country have a combined more merit than averos, then ultimately again that's a righteous country. And but again, if chas v'shalom their averos are more, then ultimately again this is rasha. V'chein kala olam kulo, and this is true for the entire world. It ultimately says the Rambam, everything is judged based on the majority, ultimately, again, of having more merit than sin. In the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam points out where this is from, just if you want to see it, this is all based on a Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara there says, Tzarech sheyira adam atzmo kilu chetziv chayev vechetziv zakai, v'chein kala olam kulo chetziv chayev vechetziv zakai. So again, the Rambam takes this idea, to have more sheets. I gave out all of them. It should be, unless someone's hoarding them, which is not, people are hoarding tshuva. Baruch Hashem. All right. I'm sorry. I'll make more Mirat Hashem for tomorrow. So the Rambam bases all of this off this Gemara Maseches Kiddushin. So let's take a look. Halacha base. Adam sha'avonos merubin al zechuyos. So we'll say a person who unfortunately, again, has more averos than mitzvos. Miyad hu meis birisho. He immediately dies in his sinfulness. Shene emar, arov avonecha. Rabbosai, obviously, when you see things like this, obviously, again, the Rambam's talking over here in a vacuum. Because Rabbosai, there are plenty of people who have more sins then mitzvahs, and yet they don't die immediately. Then I'm saying in a vacuum, what ultimately should happen. But we often know that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world takes many different factors into account. So someone who has more averos than mitzvos, miatumes, should immediately die. Should immediately die. Shnei emar, arov pishacha, excuse me, arov avonecha, v'chei medina sh'avonosem rubin miyad, v'chei medina sh'avonosem rubin. So too, if you have a country whose sinful behavior is greater than its positive behavior, miyad to over this, it's immediately destroyed. Shnei emar, za'akas sedom va'amora ki rabo. Again, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu that the cries of Sedom and Amora are great and therefore they must be destroyed. V'chein kol ha'olam kulo. The same thing is true, chas v'shalom, with the world. He says, "Im hayu avonoseihem merubin miyad heim nishchasin." If the sins of the collective humanity are more than their merits, they're immediately destroyed. Shnei emar, "Vayara Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz." Talking about by the Mabul, Kadosh Baruch Hu saw ultimately again that the negative behavior of man was so terrible, and therefore, And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the world immediately. He says, "V'shikul ze." And this is what we said before. This measuring of sin versus mitzvah, v'aveira of achet versus mitzvah, einu lefi minyan hazichuyos v'havonos, elu lefi godlon. This is what we said before, Abosai, that the measurement, the way we measure if you have more merit or more sin, is not a numerical issue, but rather, again, it corresponds to the actual profundity. It corresponds to the actual impact of the act. Yesh zuchus shekineged kama avonos. There are some mitzvos that literally could offset many averos. Shene emar ya'an nimtza bo davar tov. Yesh avon shekineged kama zuchuyos. And there could be a sin that could unfortunately uproot many mitzvos. Shene emar v'chote echad yova tovar harbe. One sin could go ahead and destroy much good. V'ein shoklin ela bedaito shaldeos. And remember this calculation, if you're going to go home and try to figure this out, it's not going to work, because we don't know, again, how to calculate all of these things. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to calculate this. V'hu hayotea heich orchin hazichuyos kineget ha'avonos. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how to go ahead and measure the averos connect, or the sinful behavior corresponding to positive. Now, I'll show you something interesting. You see the Ravid over here in Halacha Beis. So the Ravid writes Adam Shavonos. So remember, the Rambam writes that if a person has more averos than mitzvos, that he dies immediately. So the Ravid writes Amar Avram Lo Kimo Shu Sover Kisha Omru Rishayim Nechtamela Altra Lemisa Shemiyad Mesim. Rather, Ve'en Okein Kiyesh Rishayim Chayim Harbei. So the Ravid asks on the Rambam, I don't understand what you're saying. You're telling me that a person who has more averos, ultimately, again, is immediately inscribed for death, is immediately put to death. But the Ravid says, I'm sorry, it's not true. It's not true. There are many Rishayim walking around quite happily, and they're living good lives. He says, Ella, rather, what does it mean? Nechtamin la'altar shalo yimalu yimehem, l'shnei hadar shegazra alav. The Iker Davar Zebi of Amos. The Ravid says what it means is when we say that the wicked are immediately inscribed for death, it doesn't mean that they're going to die now. Rather, what does it mean? It means ultimately that the wicked will not get out of life what they could have had should they have been righteous. Meaning that Rabbi says essentially each person has two, it's like a choose your own adventure. Each person ultimately, again, has two possibilities in their life. And possibility A is the possibility if I'm a righteous person. Possibility B is the possibility if I'm a sinful person, a wicked person. The idea, the Rambam says that if a person is wicked, he dies immediately. What that means is, he says the Ravid, he loses out on the bracha that would have been available to him had he been a righteous individual. There was a whole bunch of bracha, life and many other things that were available to him had he been righteous. Now that he's wicked, he's going to lose out on that. Rosh Hashanah is a profound insight into the impact, into the fallout of sin as well. When a person doesn't have avera, it's not just the pshat that a person has done something negative and that a person may incur a potential punishment. A person loses out on life bracha that was only going to be available to me if I was righteous. There's a bracha package that's available to every single righteous individual, whatever that bracha package is. And when I sin, I deprive myself of access to that package. It's such a, it's not, the punishment is like the least of it, because the punishment at least is the here and the now. But at the end of the day, I lose out on a whole bracha package in life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had for me. Let's begin the next halacha quickly. Kol mi shenichem, we'll say a very interesting halacha. Kol mi shenichem ala mitzos sha'asa. Well, so this is a fascinating idea. If someone regrets the mitzvos that he did, v'ta ala zechuyos, and he thinks twice, he thinks about, literally he doubts the merits that he engaged in or that he accrued. V'amar b'libo, umaho alti ba'asiyasan. Well, say sometimes a person says, you know, this actually happens more often than you think, where a person does the right thing and they feel like it didn't work out. Right, it didn't work out. I bent over backwards to that individual. I did something nice. And you know what? Why did I do that? So a person has to be very careful with that. That's what he calls toa al rishonos, that a person doubts whether or not they really should have ever done that mitzvah. So the Rambam writes, ulai lo asisi osan. Right? Maybe I shouldn't have done it. Hare ze ibeid eskulan ve'in maskirin lo shem zuchus ba'olam. If you regret having done a mitzvah, you lose the merit for that act. And the truth is that act is purged from your spiritual record. The righteousness of the tzaddik will not save him on the day of his wickedness. This refers to someone ultimately who regrets the mitzvos that he did. So we'll say a very profound idea that part of doing a mitzvah is the recognition that what? Is the recognition that just because you do the right thing doesn't automatically mean that every single thing falls into place. That just because you do the right thing doesn't mean that everything works out happily ever after. That's unfortunately part of life. And part of mitzvah observance is the recognition that I'm going to do the right thing. It may not work out, but what? I still know that I did the right thing, and my commitment is to doing the right thing. But if I do the right thing, and then I regret it, because very often it didn't work out the way that I did, that shows that the essence of my mitzvah performance was deficient from the beginning. And therefore, because of that deficiency, the Rambam writes, ultimately that mitzvah is, so to speak, purged from my record. All right, we'll pick up in the next session with this again tomorrow. We'll stop over here. Because it's important for a person to realize that every single thing they do has an impact. The scale metaphor is there to say that if you believe that everything is looks like this, then ultimately whatever I do tilts it in one way. That's a profound way to live life. Because the reason we get into trouble more often than not is because we think our actions don't really matter.
If you haven't thought about it, it's hard to understand. How does he?
Does the Rambam know?
Yeah. It's not like, does he, but is there?
He quotes a pasuk. Oh, okay. He quoted a pasuk right there.
Well, he didn't tell me that.
It's on the page. It's on the page. Moshi, should I switch the wireless network? It's still on the SOTC network.
Oh, and that you also lose.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you. Because usually I switch it back. After. Yeah, I see you're right. No, I checked it. You did say it.